Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. I thank you right now. What a blessing. Oh, you are so wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for my life. Another day. I'm so grateful to you. Our Heavenly Father watches over you and me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Proverbs 3:24. It says, when I lie down to rest, I will not be afraid. Holy Scripture says, yes, I will lay down and my sleep will be sweet. Wow. Wow. What does that mean? Sweet sleep. Looking at the word sweet, a pleasant, gratifying smell or taste to the senses. Undisturbed rest, a rest of renewal in this body, sweet sleep, undisturbed, in a peaceful position of restfulness. Don't need no artificial help, no pills, no medicine, no drugs, no emotional worries. Oh, when I wake up in the morning, hallelujah, I'm truly blessed. Every day that the good Lord gives us is a blessing. Whew, my Lord, newness of life. Newness of life in Christ Jesus. Every day. Every day that our God blesses us is a precious gift. Romans 9:17. Holy Scripture says to us, for this purpose I have raised you up, that our Heavenly Father may show his power in us, and that his powerful name may be declared, woo, in all the earth. Praise God. Our foundational scripture, looking Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy, woo, glory to God, that was set before him, he endured that old rugged cross, despising all the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of Almighty God. Praise the Lord, Radio Land, and all of you online. What a pleasure and what a privilege to be with you again on this side of life. And we are still celebrating. We're celebrating life. God's life in you and me. Precious, the precious life in Christ Jesus. You know, the world chooses death and celebrating death, but we choose life, and we do it, and we praise God on purpose. Whew. Just thinking about that. Renee, God bless you, darling.
God bless you, mommy.
I bless you today.
I bless you,
God,
also in the name of Jesus.
In the name, isn't it wonderful to be alive?
Yes,
praise,
and everything
God
is done perfectly in,
yes,
the name of Jesus.
No matter what's going on, no matter what's going on, we celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes,
maybe there's
he
a
is,
couple of scriptures.
He is living.
He is a living
He is
God
alive.
Forevermore.
And he is well.
Yes.
And he hears.
Mm.
And he sees.
And he sees.
And he knows.
And he knows. And that's why I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful. There's a couple of scriptures in this intro I'd like you to have for me. But I got a question for you, baby. How
What's
are
that?
You How are you facing on this day? How is your face tuned up?
How am I facing? F-A-I-T-H-I-N-G.
I-N-G. I made up the word.
I tell you how I'm facing.
Okay.
I am B-E-L-I-E-V-E-ing.
Okay.
And that means I believe.
Yes.
I B-E-L-I-E-V-E because Emmanuel lives.
Oh, yes.
I.
Yes.
Expect victory.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day.
B-E-L-I-E-V-E.
Yes.
Because Emmanuel lives.
That's it right there.
I expect victory.
Uh-huh.
Every day.
Oh, that's a
that
good word right there.
That is how I'm facing.
Amen.
You taught me that, mommy.
Amen. Amen. Because Emmanuel lives. Amen. We thank God for that. Renee, could you read for me John 3:19? You know, everybody knows St. John 3:16. We're taught that from little children. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, I'm a whosoever, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John, but very few, you don't hear too much about John 3:19. Would you read that for me?
Absolutely. I can, I have it in the Amplified Classic Edition. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. John 3:19, it says, the basis of the judgment, the indictment, the test by which men are judged, the ground for the sentence lies in this. The light has come into the world,
mm-hmm,
and people have loved the darkness.
The darkness.
Rather
why?
Than, rather than, and
mm-hmm,
more than the light.
Mm-hmm.
For
why?
Their works or deeds were evil.
And not were, as it was back in the day, but even today. I don't know if you have the King James in front of you, but it says that people love darkness because their deeds are evil. And we're living in dark days. The darker it gets outside, and I'm not talking about just the natural, thank God, sunlight, but I'm talking about the people. Look at the people. First Corinthians 16 and 13 tells us, 1 Corinthians 16:13, it says, it tells us to watch, pay attention, stand fast in the faith. Don't get distracted. This is paraphrasing it. The enemy is tossing out fiery darts aimed at our thoughts and our mind. God has given specific instructions, and he says he wants us to be brave, be strong, be courageous, with all confidence and trust in him. And just like you said a few minutes ago, our God knows. He sees everything. He sees what's going on under the cover, in the corner, in the dark. God,
you know, Scripture says that the darkness is light. It is as bright as the sunlight unto God.
That's right.
See darkness, but God sees bright light.
Cannot
so
hide.
The things that we may think we're doing under the cover of darkness.
Under the cover.
The things we may think we're getting away with is being seen and recorded by heaven.
Yes.
And God is faithful.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Scripture says, he is alive.
We are being bombarded continuously with evil and wicked attacks. And if I go back to 1 Corinthians, where I was a few minutes ago, 16, this time, instead of the 13th verse, I'm looking at the 14th verse. It says, whatever we do, because Jesus gave us a commandment, he told us to love. And he says in that 14th verse, Jesus says, whatever you do in love, and that's that 14th, 1 Corinthians 16 and 14.
Yes,
would
and
you
in, the
read,
Amplified, in the Amplified
go
Classic
ahead.
Edition, it says, let everything you do be done in love, true love to God and man, as inspired by God's love for us.
Yes. Would you read Matthew 5:44, where Jesus said, love your enemy?
And this is what Jesus tells us, and this is what he says in Matthew 5:44. He says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Oh, my. Keep reading.
Everybody needs prayer, Mommy.
That's right.
Everybody needs prayer.
That's right.
Verse 45 says, to show that you are the children of your Father who is in heaven.
Yes.
For he makes his sun rise on the wicked and on the good.
Isn't that wonderful?
And makes the rain fall upon the upright and the wrongdoers alike.
Yes.
Verse 46 says, for if you love those who love you, what reward can you have?
Yes.
Do not even the tax collectors do that? And verse 47 says, and if you greet only your brethren, what more than others are you doing?
My Lord.
Do not even the Gentiles and the heathen do that?
My Lord.
Verse 48 says, you therefore must be perfect, growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Now, nowhere in what we have just read or heard, there's nowhere in the Bible that tells us we are to tolerate evil. We are to compromise with wickedness. We are to lower our standards. Not just our standards, God's word, God's given standards to us. There's nowhere in the Bible. It's the word of God tells us, stand up. Be strong. Stand up for right and righteousness. I thank God for the word of God and taking us right back to perfection, allowing perfection. Sweetheart, I thank God for you. I thank God for reading those powerful scriptures. We got some more to go. But at this point, I want you to let God use you. Go ahead and give our announcements and all the things. Let's give honor to where honor is due and all of what needs to be done. We're going to pray and we're going to get back into our Psalm 23. Oh, there's some good. I tell you, every time we study about the word of God, the name of God, Jesus in his name, oh, my goodness.
Yes. For his name's sake.
For his name's sake. That's right. So you go right on. I'm trying to stay calm here.
I understand. I understand. It's all right. Help yourself. Let the Lord have his way.
God.
You know, truly, we first and foremost give honor and homage and adoration and love and perfection and everything, all glory and honor and worship to the head of our lives.
That's right.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. He is the one who makes all things possible.
Yes.
He has created all things for himself.
Yes.
And everything was created by him and for him. And truly we give thanks and honor to whom honor is due. We recognize and give respect to our supporters, our sponsors, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas, founders of Harvest New Life Church International. We thank God for them allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team. We thank God for this platform that they have allowed us to be a part of. And we also give recognition and respect to our local pastors. Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield, Michigan. For those who have prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough and or healings and or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, or if you need to get in contact with us or Apostle Charles E. Ellis of HNLC, Harvest New Life Church International, please feel free to call area code 214-897-9554. That is area code 214-897-9554. Or please email us at harvestnlc1@gmail.com. Or you can contact the ministry or us or via the website of harvestnewlifechurch.com. That's harvestnewlifechurch.com. We thank you all for your faithfulness in participating and listening and taking the time out to study with us as a family, as we always do on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month in the All About Jesus broadcast. And we just want you to know that we are praying for you and we are praying for your families. And we ask that you pray for us as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let us pray. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, you are absolutely amazing in our lives. And we cannot do anything without you. We are a desperate and needy people. Without you in our lives, we couldn't make it at all. Your mercy, your everlasting mercy, your great grace, and all the wonderful things that you do and how you keep us. Lord Jesus, you know all things are working together for our good, and those who love you and those who are called according to your purpose. Your holy word says, who, what shall separate us from your everlasting love? Oh, my. Romans 8, 35, 39. Lord, I thank you for this word. Shall tribulation, shall persecution, shall perils, shall distress, disappointment, famine, nakedness, the sword, as it is written in Psalm 44:22, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But your word says, yes, in all these terrible things, you said we are more than conquerors. Glory to God. No matter, that's why we say no matter what's going on, Lord, because your words say we are more than conquerors.
Yes,
and we thank you for that right now.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, I say amen to that prayer.
Thank you.
I want you that are listening, I want you to say these words with me. We're going to take time out. For those of you who want to know Jesus, know this great, powerful God that we serve, like we know him, and we're learning. We're still learning. We'll be learning until he takes us away from here. And I want you to say these words with me out loud and meet them from your heart. Say, my Lord God,
my Lord, I am persuaded.
That neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities,
nor powers,
nor things that's present that's going
nor
on right
that
now,
are present,
nor things that are going to happen,
nor things that
no matter how high,
no matter
or
how high,
no matter how deep,
no matter
or
how deep.
Any. Created thing.
Or any created
nothing
thing. Nothing.
Will take me away.
Will take me away.
From your love.
From your
love. The love of the Most High God.
The love of
which
the
is
Most
in
High
Jesus
God,
Christ.
Which is in Jesus the Christ.
Therefore,
I confess.
The Lord Jesus with my mouth.
Woo! The Lord Jesus with my mouth.
And I believe in my heart.
And I believe in my
God,
heart.
God, our Heavenly Father, raised Jesus from the dead.
Thank God,
and
our Heavenly Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess my salvation in Jesus' name. I am saved.
I confess my
Hallelujah.
Salvation in Jesus' name.
Take
I am saved.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to
baby.
God. To those
Glory
who
God.
Have said
Woo!
That prayer in sincerity
hallelujah.
From
Woo!
The depths of your heart.
Yes.
Welcome to the family
Welcome.
Of God.
Yes.
Welcome to the kingdom. Those
yes.
who rededicated themselves to
yes.
the Lord on this day. Welcome
yes.
home.
Welcome
we
home.
Are celebrating you today.
Yes, we
Heaven
are.
Is celebrating.
All
Heaven celebrates when only one
That's
comes
right.
into
oh,
the kingdom.
Glory to God.
All
God.
Over this world, there
yes,
are
Lord.
People coming
oh, yeah, Lord,
into
Lord,
the
Lord.
Kingdom.
Oh,
on this day, in this
right
moment,
now. Yes,
right now.
Right now.
And the kingdom of God has been increased and is continuing to increase. And we are rejoicing with all of you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, no matter what is going on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Oh,
amen.
Darling, we have studied, we are in the that part of Psalm 23, only six verses, but that psalm is power-packed with 30 perfect blessings for whosoever will. We are working with each part of the verse to highlight the blessings and the perfection that God has made available to you and I. And all we got to do is believe, only believe. And so we're dealing with that part. This is the second part today. Last time we were together, I gave you five scriptures. Our time is moving really fast here, so I'm going to see if I can get in as many as I can now. We have absolute access and absolute power over the enemy and his wicked, ugly deeds. We call on Jesus' name with a sincere heart. And we thank God for what he is doing for us in our lives. There are hundreds of scriptures about Jesus' name, but we're only going to have time to deal, hopefully, with five more. And the one we want to start with first is Deuteronomy 5:11. Deuteronomy 5:11.
Okay.
Only the children of God have the privilege and the access to use Jesus' name. The Lord's name, using and taking God's name in vain, cursing, using his name to curse him or others, is totally unwise, foolish, and can be detrimental to one's well-being. We don't want, okay, so I want you to read Deuteronomy
5:11. It says in the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in falsehood or without purpose."
All right. So we cannot, you will not, and those, you know, children of God know better. Now, the world, we pray for them, but it's very important not to malign our God's name. All right, the next scripture, you know, a lot of even those who name the name of the Lord Jesus, it's not a good situation when the Lord say, "I never knew you." Would you read Matthew 7:21-23? Because
absolutely,
a lot of us, we know about him. We said the sinner's prayer and all, but it's deeper. It goes deeper than that.
He wants a relationship. It goes into the relationship,
Exactly. He wants a relationship. This is not about religion.
Amen.
Go ahead, baby.
I'm saying amen. It's not about religion. You are right. It is all about a personal relationship with him.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't do that unless you talk to and pray to and converse with him on a daily basis.
Love him.
Every day.
Love him.
Absolutely.
Love him with all.
With
all your heart.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead and read that, babe.
Yes, ma'am. Chapter 7, verses 21 through 23 says, Jesus is talking here, and he says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Verse 22 says, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, Have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your name? And verse 23, Jesus says, and then I will say to them openly and publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who act wickedly, disregarding my commands.
My Lord, my Lord. When that you hear that word new, that is an intimate word, just like in the Bible, Adam knew his wife. That was a husband and wife situation coming together, coming and having children. So, and the Lord said, I don't know who you are. I never knew you. I didn't have that intimacy with you. He tells us to love him. We serve him. You know, a lot of time people just come to God for fire insurance, you know, because they don't want to go to hell. But, no. We serve him because we love him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, people want what God can give. I want all the benefits and I want
the
all the things, but I don't blessings, yes. But I don't want to do. I don't want to do what you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord will say, I never knew you.
And you know, it can be very difficult in our in and of our own self and strength to do what we were talking about earlier in Matthew chapter 5, 40,
yes.
verse 44, where it says,
yes.
love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Yes,
but this
yes.
is what Jesus told us to do. And
yes.
he said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, he said, and then I will say to them openly and publicly, I never knew you. Depart
I
from me, you who act wickedly, disregarding my commands.
Yes. This
and
is
his
not
command was
to
love your
love.
Enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Yes, yes.
And this is where we depend on the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's
yes.
right. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Another beautiful, powerful part of his name is the Lord is our help. He's our help. And and we, you know, a lot of times we don't know answers to things. We don't know exactly how to do. We say, Lord, help. Would you read Psalm 124:8?
Absolutely. Psalm 124, verse 8, it says, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Yes.
Our
yes.
help is
in
the name,
his name.
of the Lord,
Woo.
Who made heaven and earth.
That's right. That's right. And no matter what man comes up with and what man says how the earth got here and how we got here and so on and so, all of our help comes
yes.
from heaven above.
Amen. And this is, you know, as we were talking earlier about how everything is perfect in the name of Jesus.
In the name
all
of the
is
Lord.
Well in the name of Jesus. We have
yes.
to put him on. We have to do
yes.
everything in him, not
in
and of
name.
Ourselves, but
yes.
in him, in
and that's
his
why
name.
He gets the glory. Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely. This is my one favorite scripture that's getting ready. You're getting ready to read this one. Psalm 72:17. You know, we're living in a time they don't want you to speak. You can say God in a generic way. Oh, there's a lot of little G gods. Oh, but when you say Jesus is Lord, honey, everything gets a scratching and biting and having a fit. don't say Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to tell you something, and the scripture says, you may as well accept it and get used to it, because that name is a name that's going to be here forever and ever. No matter what you do, no matter how you think about it, no matter what it looks like, his name is forever. Psalm 72:17. Read that for me, baby.
Yes, ma'am. It says here, his name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. Indeed, his name continues before the sun. And men shall be blessed and bless themselves by him, and all nations shall call him blessed.
Isn't that good? That is
That's
so
good.
Good. That is, his name is forever. You mm-hmm. cannot get rid of his name. There
Amen.
Is power. You know, even the devil himself and his demons, the scripture says they know who he is. They call him by his name. And the
and
Bible
they believe
says,
and tremble.
And that's right. They said they fear him, and
yeah.
they believe and they tremble. We
mm-hmm.
walk in church, and there's no trembling, no reverence. Sometimes you look at the TV, people sitting up there chewing gum and just
Help
looking.
Us, Jesus.
You know, no respect, no honor, no reverence. God, help us. Our last scripture for today on his name, and I love this one, Isaiah 9:6. Isaiah 9:6. Read that whole scripture for me.
Isaiah 9:6. It says, for to us a child is born, us a son is given,
mm-hmm.
and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And his name
his
shall
name.
Be called.
Come on, that's the part. Uh-huh.
His name shall be called.
His name, yes.
Wonderful Counselor.
Wonderful.
Mighty God.
Uh-huh.
Everlasting Father of Eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Prince of Peace.
Uh-huh. I love it when it puts it, it separates it. It says, his name shall be called Wonderful. That's why we call him Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He is wonderful. He is
mm-hmm.
outstanding. There yeah. is no God like him nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
altogether
his name
lovely.
Shall be, he's altogether lovely. His
yeah.
name shall be called Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
His name shall be called Counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. His name shall be called the Mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
His name shall be called the Everlasting Father.
Yes.
And his name, the Prince of Peace.
The Prince of Peace. And you know, as you bring that out, the Holy Spirit brings to mind the Balm of Gilead.
Yes.
And the Balm of Gilead is a healing balm. You
yes,
know, there are
is.
Certain things that, you know, if we cut ourselves or get injured, we can put a balm on the wound.
Mm-hmm.
And it will take away the sting. And it
yes.
will begin to work internally to heal.
Yes, to heal.
And Ooh. Jesus' name is the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
And that peace
healing
is
balm.
The balm of Gilead.
Of Gilead, yes. Oh, we thank you. Radio Land, Body of Christ, God's word is alive. It is a breathing, it's a living, breathing document. It's not just a mere book. And his name is, oh, the name of Jesus. He is the anointed one, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is not his last name. Christ is not his last name. It means the anointed one and his anointing. We thank God for his name's sake. We praise God for this opportunity to share this with you today. And as we begin to prepare to exit off our program on today, we want you to take a hold to this name, his name, knowing that even the word of God, there's a scripture that says the word of God will be magnified even above his name. Glory to God. We know powerful is the name of the Lord. Go ahead, sweetheart. We're going to
I have thoroughly enjoyed this teaching, Mommy. I'm going to have to go back and revisit this broadcast and study some more. And for those of you who want to revisit today's study session and the broadcast of All About Jesus, just go into your computer or telephone search bar and type in blogtalkradio.com. And then when you get to their search bar, type in the letters HNLC, and it will bring you to today's broadcast so we can revisit this in our private study time. I mean, this is so good. There are so many, 30 perfect things in Psalm 23 that God has given unto us in 6 verses. I've never known Psalm 23 to be like that. It gives it a whole nother light.
Yes. And it makes it's wonderful to know that these are for us, for God's children. God has made these available to us.
Yes.
Well, the Lord is good all the time, and we are blessing Radio Land. We are blessing you right now, the family, your children. We speak health to your body from the crown of your head to the tip of your toes. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you and yours. The Lord make his beautiful face. Woo, glory. Woo, shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord protect you from all the evil, the plagues and all the stuff that's going around. The Lord protect you. And the Lord give you his perfect peace. In Jesus' name. We're going to go
in
out praising.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Oh, we're going to go out
glory
praising that
to
name.
God.
Oh,
praise
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Oh,
you are
like
wonderful.
You.
Oh,
oh,
you are excellent,
nothing,
Father.
Nobody like you
there
nowhere.
Is none like you.
Oh,
you are altogether
wonderful.
Lovely.
You
are so
wonderful.
Beautiful.
Woo.
You are so excellent.
Oh,
so precious. So glorious are you,
Lord
God.
Lord, we celebrate.
Glorious.